Hey, good Saturday morning to you. You're listening to 104.9 WFIW as well as AM 1390 and 103.3 FM and online at WFIWradio.com. It's time for Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. As always, you can listen to past episodes of Saturday Sunrise through our website at WFIWradio.com. Just click on About Us and then click on Saturday Sunrise. You can listen to the podcast that I done last week with James Murphy. Both of us were co-hosting the 4th annual Have Your Board Game Party at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals. Today on Saturday starts about 12 noon, so just right about lunchtime. You can come a little bit after lunch if you so choose to desire. Again, it is all ages, free admission, but if you do plan on coming down, we ask for a donation to help offset the cost here, so I just want to go ahead and mention that. Okay, so it's festival and fair season here in the area. And I've got a good friend of mine, in fact, I'm excited to have her on. First time she's ever been on the show, and it's Jenny Buddy, who is the owner and operator of Jenny's Concessions. You may have seen the Facebook page about Jenny's Concessions, especially during the summertime and even during the autumn season. It's great to have you on here.
Good morning.
I tell you what, it's that time of year, and so this journey started off several years ago. So what inspired you to buy a carnival food wagon and just rock on with it?
Well, how it all began was back in 2003, I graduated high school at FCHS, and then I attended Frontier Community College, and I was working for Carol Hilliard in the financial aid office. And one day I was sitting in the break room, and I read an article about food wagons and how a man had went to medical school, but then his brother also at the same time bought a barbecue trailer. And after the 1 year, the doctor who had finished medical school, he had looked at his income compared to the barbecue man, his brother, and he realized that it was better money doing the food wagon business. So that kind of was the kickoff for inspiring me. But although that was around 2003, 2004, it wasn't until 2009 when those dreams actually became a reality when I seen the first food wagon for sale.
And after you started, once you bought your food wagon, what were some of the challenges and lessons that you encountered? Because I know that it wasn't a bed of roses once you started.
Oh, no, it definitely wasn't. The first thing that I found was, how do you cook a corn dog? How do you make a shake-up? How do you pour a funnel cake? Although those seem like easy tasks, it took a lot of years and practice to even figure out how to perfect those, and also as well as what menus the area would like the best. It was all trial and error. You know, we would try one thing, and maybe this type of food would be good here, but not somewhere else. So mostly the biggest challenge was learning how to actually cook the food, prepare it to the codes and standards of all the different county health departments, and then also just what would actually sell in the area.
So one of the things, I've helped you out with this before in the past, recently with cutting up some strawberries, but how important is preparation? Because you have all this food, you have all the materials to do this. So how important is preparation before you embark on going to these county fairs and these festivals?
The preparation, it's intense. It starts many months before your first event of the year. To begin with, you have to start booking shows sometimes a year or 2 years in advance. I know a lot of the shows that we go to, if you haven't went year after year after year, you just can't get in. They have limited electricity hookups. They have waiting lists that are years long. So once you get in, I mean, that's one thing. It takes years to go to those festivals. The next thing is preparing the food, because you have to make sure that you have all of your semis coming with your food. You have to have the adequate storage. You have to have enough freezers for all of your cold and your refrigerated and freezer products. It's just a big, big task, especially if you do fruits, meats, anything like that. You have to cook it all, prepare it, cut it up, freeze it. It's many months.
Many months and a lot of hours and a lot of days. You're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM, as well as online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. I'm talking to Jenny Buddy, who is the owner and operator of Jenny's Concessions. You'll find them at county fairs and festivals in the area and region. One thing is the deep fried food and shakeups that you serve. You know, some of them are your traditional classics. You have like the orange and lemon shakeups. You have the funnel cakes. But there's some that are hard to find in the area, like a deep fried Cadbury egg, a birthday cake, funnel cake. Now, were those your ideas, or did you just get them like from someplace outside the area, or did it just like pop in your head, like, okay, let's try that?
Well, most of it, my mom and I will sit back and brainstorm a lot of it over the years. We'll think of stuff that we want to try deep fried. Some things are good, some things aren't. So our menu over the years have been our ultimate favorites. But like you said, the deep fried Cadbury eggs, you can't find those just anywhere. We do the deep fried cookie dough, deep fried cheesecake with all of the toppings on it. We even do the deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Those are delicious. So mostly it just starts with something we think we would like ourselves. Try it out, deep fry it, see if it's yummy.
You do have the menu, by the way, and there's a lot of items that you guys do. So if you don't mind, why don't you tell our listeners what's on the menu for this year?
Well, it starts out, we've got our deep fried veggies, and most people that come to our wagon are familiar with them, but it's everything from corn nuggets, deep fried asparagus, deep fried macaroni and cheese, anything weird, we probably have it, deep fried green beans. We also have our deep fried desserts. Those include all of the deep fried candy bars like Snickers, Milky Ways, the deep fried Reese's peanut butter cups. We have the deep fried Twinkies, Ho-Hos. A big seller is the deep fried elephant ears. Those are, they're kind of like rolled out dough. They have butter, cinnamon, and sugar on them. They're delicious. Then we get to your typical fair food items. We have the giant tenderloins on bun. We have the all beef hand dipped ballpark corn dogs. And then one of our biggest sellers we're known for is our curly fries. We hand cut those. We top them with cheese, pulled pork barbecue, barbecue sauce. They are absolutely delicious, and it's huge.
Yeah, huge, because I've had one before, folks, and I'm not going to lie. She's absolutely correct. It is huge. I mentioned shake-ups. You can combine. It's not just one flavor, but you can combine multiple flavors for shake-ups.
Right. The shake-ups this year that we have, it's always fresh fruit. We never use syrups in it. But our main flavors this year, we're going to have the peach, orange, lemon, strawberry, pineapple, banana, watermelon, and blackberry. We also do the Splenda sugar-free shake-ups. They are awesome as well as if, you know, if you're not big into all the sugar, definitely try the Splenda. You will not taste a difference. It's delicious.
All right, so I think that covers your whole menu. And one thing that I've always wondered is, and I've actually done this before too, because I've helped you out. But you know, when you're at a county fair or festival, I mean, you've got a line of people, and you're cooking, you're trying to keep track of all the orders. But I mean, what's it like to be in the eyes of a carny worker? Because there are some people who have never had that experience.
It's really, really nerve-wracking because you look out the window, and I've been the only cook since 2009, so you feel like all eyes are on you. Like, everybody is waiting for their food. They're excited. They want it now. So it's you really want to try your fastest and your work, and it's hot in there. And, of course, the grease is splattering. It's just it's really nerve-wracking, but it's exciting because you know how excited everybody is in line for the food. So it's just it's an awesome experience.
You are listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM, as well as online at WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Jenny Buddy is my guest here this morning of Jenny's Concessions here. We're talking about she's going to be actually at the Wayne County Fair, one of the stops here. Before we dive on to where you're going to be at, how has social media helped you out? Because I know your Facebook page is very popular about this time of year, where you've been posting updates, you post some pictures of food. I'll tell you what, social media has really helped out your business.
We've had our page for a lot of years. I would definitely say it's a big help. It keeps everybody involved with what's going on at the event that we're at. It's not just about Jenny's Concessions. We showcase anything going on at the fairs, also the festivals that we're at. We also, you know, do put our food pictures on there. If you want to find us on there, it's under Jenny's Concessions. And we'll also post our schedule that we go to as well throughout the year on there. So,
all right. Well, you're at the Wayne County Fair this year. Now you got a few more stops actually coming up for you.
The stops we're going to go to this year. I actually just had a baby this past December, and I'm having one in October. So we've had to cut down our schedule a little bit this year. But we will be at Wayne County Fair, Edwards County Fair, Grayville Days, and Fairfield Fall Fun Fest.
So, looking forward, I mean, to the Wayne County Fair, but also you're going to be doing a few more stops, and of course with the baby on the way, I know you would like to do more, but obviously the health of the baby is important, and yourself as well. And now, for more information about Jenny's Concessions, you said there is a Facebook page. It is updated, so someone can like maybe contact you about food items, saying I'd like to know what you guys have. I mean, I've seen the menu, but maybe I want to maybe like a better description of what it is, maybe prices as well.
Yes, we keep all of that on our Facebook page. It's also kind of cool because we have pictures from all of the 150 events in the past that we've been to. We first started out, our first show was in 2009 of September back at the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. So it's really neat to see our wagon over the years, how we've changed our menu and went from place to place. It's just really, really neat.
And you also, back several years ago, when you first started, you had what I called a box of a wagon. And but actually, just what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, you got a new wagon, and it's really helped you out.
Yeah, we just started our new wagon last year. It's definitely double the size, so it's more work to clean, but we have more room to move more product out, so it works out a lot better. It doesn't make our lines as long. We can keep up better and have more work room in it. So,
and it is a nice Kearney wagoner, folks. It really is. I've been in it, and I can attest to that. Now, to wrap it up, if you had to pick one food item, I know it'd be a difficult decision, but if you had to pick one that you enjoy eating, serving, what is it? It's a tough one.
I would say the hand-cut curly fries topped with pulled pork would be my favorite. But as far as customers' favorites, we're known for having over 40 funnel cake choices. We're also home of the pumpkin funnel cake with homemade cream cheese frosting and red velvet funnel cake.
Oh, Lord.
So with the 40 choices, as he mentioned, the birthday cake funnel cake earlier, we also have s'mores, strawberry cheesecake, blueberry, turtle. If you can dream it, we can make it. So definitely, I would say the funnel cakes would be the funnest. It's a little mini creation, and there's endless options you can do with funnel cakes.
All right. Well, Jenny, I appreciate you. Thank you very much for coming out here on this Saturday morning. I know you and the guys, you're prepping up for the Wayne County Fair, getting ready to get underway here. Then again, a few more stops here and stuff like that. But I thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome. And I did want to add that we will be at the Wayne County Fair all day on Saturday, all day on Sunday. And then our Monday through Friday schedule is going to be from 4:30 to close each evening through the week. And then the last day of the Wayne County Fair, we plan to be there all day too. So if you're looking for lunch, you can just pull down the midway. We can pack it to go. We've got to-go bags, and we'd be happy to see you.
All right, awesome. Thank you very much, Jenny. Appreciate your time
Thank you.
On this Saturday morning. And I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps it up here for Saturday Sunrise. Hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe this weekend. We'll catch you all, actually, a week from today. So thanks very much for listening. As every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime through our website at wfiwradio.com. Click on About Us, and then click on Saturday Sunrise.